Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, June 22nd. State Education Superintendent Molly Spearman is again urging state residents to follow DHEC guidelines for combating the rising cases of the coronavirus or run the risk of seeing another school year without face-to-face instruction.
If it continues on the same path that we're on right now, it's going to be extremely difficult for us to be able to go back face-to-face, but hopefully we'll see a change and things will start decreasing because folks will be taking it seriously.
Spearman today formally accepted a broad package of recommendations from a committee of teachers and administrators on how to safely restart school in August. The plan gives school districts across the state a menu of options for how to safely operate during the pandemic. State public health officials today announced another day of more than 1,000 positive cases of novel coronavirus. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control reported 1,002 new cases and 6 additional deaths, bringing the total number of confirmed cases statewide to 25,600 and deaths to 659. DHEC also reported the percentage positive of individuals tested yesterday was more than 12.5%, indicating the virus is spreading. Of the more than 7,000 inpatient beds currently used across the state, 731 are occupied by patients who have either tested positive or are under investigation for COVID-19. With the number of cases of COVID-19 rising, the city of Greenville is mulling over an order to require masks in some places. Greenville City Council will consider an emergency order tonight that would require customers and employees in grocery stores and pharmacies to don face coverings. Mayor Knox White spoke to WYFF earlier today.
We're focusing, again, on pharmacies and grocery stores because those are essential services. People have to go there. Had a lot of comments from senior citizens, from senior residents as well, about having to go to the grocery store and feeling very uneasy about it. So we think this is a reasonable step.
The city council in the state's capital, Columbia, is also considering a similar measure tomorrow. While some South Carolina cities consider requiring people to wear masks to stop the spread of the virus, Governor Henry McMaster says he's not going to do that, at least not right now. He says he spoke with the vice president today and understands there is a significant rise in the number of younger people who have contracted the disease but show no symptoms. He urges people to wear masks, but he says there are constitutional limitations to what he can require people to do, especially when it comes to shutting down again, despite a recent spike in COVID cases statewide. Here's what he had to say during a press conference today in North Charleston.
And also there's the practical matter. We've got to get back to work. We can't stay shut down forever.
The governor says he continues to follow guidelines from the CDC and the State Department of Health and Environmental Control. Senator Tim Scott spelled out his proposed federal legislation for police reform during a stop in the Lowcountry today. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
The senator was joined in North Charleston by Governor Henry McMaster, as well as several leaders in state and local law enforcement, as he explained what the Justice Act intends to do. He calls for more training, more body cameras, and preserving the records of officers. It also calls for co-responders, that is, experts in the field with officers. Senator Scott says they're needed because there are far fewer mental health facilities than there were 30 years ago.
The impact of that is we're asking officers to do things that they have not necessarily been trained to do. Mental health issues, addiction issues, and homelessness.
The senator says he has seen the president's executive order and his legislation mirrors many of its mandates. In North Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.